USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say when congressional leaders negotiate important legislation, any progress is good progress. And top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says there has been progress in recent days on a new pandemic-related relief bill. But he says Democrats have given very little in the ongoing talks.
Because while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
McConnell criticizing the bill passed by the democratically controlled House, saying it includes tax breaks for wealthy donors, but doesn't do enough for people on the front lines fighting the coronavirus. President Trump says he will probably give his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House during the Republican National Convention later this month, telling Fox and Friends if somebody has difficulty with it, he could always go someplace else. And this is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
UConn is the first major college football program to officially cancel its entire 2020 season. The Huskies announcing this morning they won't compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. Meanwhile, the Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
The storm Isaias is now a post-tropical cyclone weakening over Canada, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Several states holding primaries yesterday. In unofficial results from Michigan in the 13th congressional district election, Representative Rashida Tlaib has apparently defeated Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones. The county clerk's office saying with 87% of the precincts reporting, Tlaib has 66% of the vote. Jones had 33%. The first-term congresswoman releasing a statement declaring victory and saying the win means people want to change from establishment politics. Legendary newspaper columnist and writer Pete Hamill has died. Hamill worked for 3 New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, serving as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He said in an interview with CBS News a couple of years ago that New York City papers brought New Yorkers together back in the day.
You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city and the older people to understand the new arrivals.
Pete Hamill was 84, and a pair of some of the first Air Jordan 1s are up for auction, expected to fetch quite a price. The signed pair, worn in a game by Jordan during his rookie year with the Chicago Bulls, expected to go for about $600,000 in an auction being run by Golden Auctions. The website for the auction company says it's going to run until August 22nd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.